Chapter 1. A Voyage Ahead. "All right, class," Mrs. Ortiz said. "Today we will have our reports and discussions about whales. Who would like to start?" I looked around the room. No one volunteered. Each of us had to give a report on whales because the next day we were going out on a whale watch boat. "Kelly, why don't you begin?" Mrs. Ortiz said. So my friend Kelly gave a report about the pygmy sperm whale. It's a fairly small whale that looks a little bit like a shark. It lives in the open ocean, up and down the California coast. So maybe we'd see one on our cruise. "That was great," I said to Kelly when she sat down. "Thanks, Dan." I was pretty nervous at first, but I'm glad to be done. Now I can relax. "Ted, why don't you go next?" Mrs. Ortiz said. "Oh, I couldn't do my report last night," he answered. "I must have left my book on the bus or something." "Again?" Mrs. Ortiz inquired, scribbling a note in her gradebook. "Would you like to be next, Pierre?" Pierre's report was about the beluga whale. "First of all, it's white. Beluga is the Russian word for white. It's small, only about 15 feet long. Sometimes it's called the sea canary because it sings, squeals, and whistles to talk to other whales in its pod or group.